Good morning again. Today's center window and scripture is the infamous story of the loaves and fishes. The feeding of 5,000 is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The feeding reflects or reminds hearers of the feeding of Israel in the wilderness and Elijah's unfailing meal and oil in 1 Kings. The ritual act in which Jesus took, blessed, broke, and gave the bread is a typical Jewish blessing of a meal, and it foreshadows the Last Supper. I thought I'd start today with a story I read about Parker Palmer, who is a Quaker author and deep thinker. And it's a story of him traveling home on an airplane. So here is a story told by Parker Palmer. And here he is. After a speech at Saskatoon, I boarded a 6 a.m. Air Canada flight home to Wisconsin. Our departure was delayed because the truck that brings coffee to the planes had broken down. You heard me say 6 a.m., right? After a while, the pilot said, "We're going to take off without the coffee. We want to get you to Detroit on time." I was up front where all the road warriors sit, a surly tribe, especially at that early hour. They began griping loudly and at length about incompetence and lousy service. Once we got into the air, the flight attendant came to the center of the aisle with her mic and said, "Good morning. We're flying to Minneapolis today at an altitude of 30 feet." That, of course, evoked more scorn from the road warriors. Then she said, "Now that I have your attention, I know you're upset about the coffee. Well, get over it. Start sharing your stuff with your seatmates. The bag of 5 peanuts you got at your last flight, start to share them. Pass them around. Tear it open and pass it around. You have gum or mints? Share them. You can't read all the sections of your newspaper at once. Offer them to each other. Show off the pictures of your children and your grandchildren. We know you have them in your wallet." As she went on in that vein, people began laughing and doing what she said. A surly scene turned into summer camp. An hour later, as the attendant passed by my seat, I signaled to her, "What you did was really amazing." And then I said, "Where can I send a letter of commendation?" "Thanks," she said. "I'll get a form." Then she leaned down and whispered, "Loaves and fishes are not dead." As we think about the feeding of 5,000, there she is, yep. As we think about the feeding of 5,000, we can be perplexed at the mathematics, or we can come to believe Jesus simply expected the best from the crowd. He expected abundance in compassion. He expected generosity from the crowd as they gathered in groups. During this time, there were no McDonald's or Subway or Dunkin' Donuts to stop by on the way to or from Jesus' talk. So people may have thought ahead and brought a snack. And those who did not bring a snack sat face to face with those who did. Jesus had the crowds break up into smaller groups so that they would sit face to face with each other. How could anyone not share with a hungry person, especially a child sitting across from them? Jesus expected compassion and generosity, a shining example of love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus simply said, "Give them something to eat." And then he let the miracle happen. What if the miracle was not that Jesus reproduced the loaves and fishes, but that humanity felt compassion and shared everything they had. Jesus expects the good in humanity, the good in each of us. How might we live this out today? How might we live into our call? What would Jesus do? And how are we to give them something to eat? Well, I do have to say, this congregation is quite generous. Our Friday community provides thousands of meals every month. Every Sunday, we feed those who hunger and thirst, both literally and spiritually. Our Sunday morning education programs, our books and Bible studies, and Sunday morning worships are designed to provide opportunities for us to learn to understand the love of God that leads us to know and share. One way in which we can meet an immediate need and share with our neighbors, the victims of Hurricane Harvey, is by gathering donations for flood buckets. I'm hoping to have more details and a few volunteers to help organize this effort so that we can get started next Sunday. But this is just one way to live in compassion. Jesus' expectation goes beyond the immediate need. Maybe it's time for us, humanity as a whole, to take a look at our resources of the world, the possibilities of compassion and generosity are endless. I will end our sermon time and begin our time of Holy Communion with this quote from Parker Palmer, which is based on a poem by David White. Miracles do happen all the time. People are hungry. One good word is bread. For 1,000. So, make a miracle happen. Speak a good word to someone today. Amen.